Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Erica came out of her bag to stare at us while we record.
We're more interesting than bag.
Miraculously.
Put that in an iTunes review.
Erica gives us 4 out of 5 stars, as opposed to the bag's 3.5 out of 5 stars. Though bag with ball is a 5 out of 5, for definite.
She left a comment that says, is not bag, but will do.
Acceptable replacement for bag, but only when microphone setup is involved.
Wish there were more balls.
Would watch from bag, if possible.
Distinct lack of squid.
Little drug. Need more drug. Drug forever and treat.
I like the premise that she knows most of English.
She's got the vocabulary.
She's got enough to get by.
She just hasn't learned the grammar.
Yeah. And it's not that she hasn't learned the grammar, it's that she kind of got it and was like, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, she got like... through college grade, like the second class.
I'm tired of this. You understand what I'm saying.
Level 2 human American English. She learned enough to pass the test and didn't care to pursue it further.
She can ask for what she needs.
Yeah.
In English. When you go to Mexico, you don't need that much Spanish.
Right. You just need to, like, hey.
Keywords.
Where's poop box? Bring chicken, please.
I want to go to foreign countries now and just, like, point at my butt and ask in their native tongue, where do I put this?
I mean,
where does this go?
Where does this go?
At a certain level, you are down to pantomime to ask for things.
Sure.
If all else fails, you can just kind of, like, point down at your fun zones and then make like, a like
frantic,
like,
X.
Hands up, like, where kind of motion.
Frantic X motions, like, this is not gonna be good.
Yeah. If only there was some kind of universal sign language. Or regular word language. If only we had common.
Yeah, D&D had it figured out.
Can we just replace all words that can't be put into a picture?
What do you mean?
Like, let's just talk through pictures. Because everybody gets pictures.
I mean, you want to expand the emoticon... language.
Yeah.
You know, traveling with flashcards is not a bad idea. You just, like, have a picture of a person sitting on a toilet and then a question mark and put those together.
Yeah.
Flip it upside down if you need to.
I guess so. Maybe that would be a good app. Because I think carrying around, like, a Rolodex of cards would be a little inconvenient if you're trying to flip through, like I need like, bathroom and then a red klaxon for emergency. But I don't know where I filed that.
Gordy, see if you can follow me on this.
Yes.
Because I think this might be up your alley.
Yes.
I know that you're more of a living card game kind of guy.
Yes.
But how do you feel about booster packs?
For communication.
For communication.
I am into that. I think that's a sustainable model.
Like, why do I have so many fucking duck cards?
I think...
what do I do with these?
I think a universal language in this format that... is maybe pay to play, like pay to win,
yeah,
whatever that means with microtransactions. Mm-hmm. That'd be very good.
I mean, we already do that.
Do
we need? We need.
How do you mean?
We need to have class structures somehow.
How do you mean?
So, like,
oh, pay to win.
Yeah,
yeah. So I mean,
there,
we do.
There definitely need to be trash commons,
right?
That all the rabble have,
right?
And then the good words.
Boy, you could really. I mean, this is true of any language, but you could. There's a dystopia for you, because certain ideas would only exist to people with money,
right?
Given enough time, like ultra rare concepts, just would not be available to poor people.
Yu-Gi-Oh did not go far enough in their dystopia.
You don't, yeah. I think Yu-Gi-Oh was a half measure. I said that when I was 12, and I stick to it now. I like this idea. What is that? Is that a graphic novel?
where a children's card game is the basis of human communication.
I think we make the card game and turn it into reality. That's what we do.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Right.
Yeah, we make the card game, and then we break all the rules for a TV series.
What would be the trash commons?
Oh, the question, like, would trash commons be words that you use often?
No, because they're trash. That's the tricky part.
You think obscure words would be the trash commons, like things that do not inherently have value?
Not necessarily, because they might be rare. They might be worthwhile in their rarity.
You don't want just anyone to have access to pate.
Right.
Right.
That's why my first example was duck.
Right. Like a word that is not like a rare thing, but also
but
does not have a lot of
that often.
Yeah, like doesn't have a lot of immediate use.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a fortune cookie and they teach you to say things like
jeans.
Like rice and grapes and like chicken and ginseng. Like, sure, I guess that's fine. These are not phrases for emergency situations. Mm-hmm. These aren't phrases that you need.
I think a good rule for trash commons are the same kind of flashcards that you use to teach toddlers how to speak the English language.
It's like dish.
Yeah. You get a lot of cat and puppy.
But only a privileged few have access to
Pomeranian.
Like, to the finer breeds of dog.
You can just request dog as a regular common card. It takes a few upgrades. You have to, like, it's sort of like evolving a Pokemon. Yeah, you have to have the dog, but then you have to play the more specific card over top of it.
But the
need energy.
But the concept of
you need mana to say expensive words.
I'm gonna say the concept of money in and of itself maybe should not be available to the poor.
Right.
That should be strictly a higher class endeavor. But then you get into, like, what is the currency of this game, right? Like, what is the mana or the credit or the, you know, the energy? And then does that translate to anything in the real world?
Right.
Like, the ability
to
ability to play these cards to communicate, is that worth anything?
Or is that also in the booster packs?
I mean, like, I think they have to be, right? Because, like, that's a thing, right? You open up like a pack of Magic cards. Sometimes there's a land in there.
Sure.
It's not exciting. You need them, but, you know, they're not interesting.
What if it was like charisma points or something? Because, like, you can get more of what you want in the world if you can say it charismatically.
Sure.
But if you have one of those voices that grates on someone like a knife, then they're going to be less inclined to give you that Pomeranian.
We will no longer be using words or spoken voices. Everything is in the cards.
I mean, they're just unpleasant anyway.
Voices?
Yeah.
Some of them are.
Have you listened to podcasts?
I have listened to a few.
They kind of suck.
They do. I always fall asleep during podcasts, including the recording of ours sometimes.
So if you want to, like, have a conversation, what you really need to do is, like, you're going to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to sit down and get your deck out and be like, okay, this is my deck for, like small talk.
Yeah.
Let's see what I draw. And you, like, draw your starting hand. You're like, oh, shit, it's all weather. Like, that's all I've got. I don't have, like, a good opener.
See, that's an interesting concept, is different decks for different situations.
I mean, what else you gonna do?
Like, you would improve a specific deck.
Yeah, like if you want to be like really good at, like, small talk, making introductions,
strikes.
You know, the art of the seduction, that's kind of its own dumb thing.
What if you're using these conversations to bet social capital as, like, some kind of game coinage?
Like your own reputation?
Yeah, essentially. Like, you get a physical representation of social capital. Like, someone likes how you played that game, and they give you, or you're betting the coins against each other, and whichever one of you pulled the best conversation deck gets all the social capital in that exchange.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now, this is a much more exciting filibuster.
Felt like, you mean for the Senate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would watch we would have a whole different kind of politician. I'll tell you that, because you would need to be like...
They would have spiky anime hair.
Yeah, they would, or they'd be like Garry Kasparov.
They'd have a lot of belts and zippers.
Three colors minimum for the hair, too, or they don't get to be a pro tag.
I would watch this. This would be a good show. This is Yu-Gi-Oh! Makes kind of weird, angry love to the Hunger Games.
Can we get a little House of Cards in there?
It is House of Cards.
Yeah.
It is cards. It's not even a house. It just is cards.
I know, but can we get some conniving Kevin Spacey action?
I'm sure somebody would be.
He'd be very good at this game.
He's a very good card player.
Yeah, he would apparently have won all the social capital.
I've been thinking of this in regards to how it would affect culture, like stage productions and stuff like that.
And it'd be very complicated.
I just keep thinking of Les Mis, where someone steals a card that says bread on it.
But then
they can say bread.
But then they can ask for it. They know what bread is. It would kind of be like a very elaborate pantomime show of, you know, two people, like, it's like it would be Yu-Gi-Oh! The musical, but no sounds. Just big cards that they draw and show to the audience.
Do they animate, like, the cards in Yu-Gi-Oh? Like, what? Is there technology to make them animate?
For, like, words for bread and dog? I guess. We can have some holograms.
Yeah, do they conceptualize as holograms, or is it just, like, typography videos on YouTube?
Maybe, like, for a stage play, I would bet they'd have some kind of hologram technology.
I also like the implication Gordy keeps making that the possession of the card is the only way to gain knowledge of
right
the existence.
I mean,
you don't know that thing unless you
give
it
enough
seen it on
time.
A card.
Like, you've seen bread in the world, but you have no concept for it.
Sure.
Until you have received the card, and then all of a sudden you're aware of it.
You're not allowed to see bread unless you can ask for bread. Given enough time.
Yeah, how would you be in a situation to see bread
enough
without
time
asking for it?
With this as the only language.
Bread's not just around.
If this is the only language, when enough time passes, we will forget all of the old meanings. People will forget about a lot of these foods and concepts. People are limited by the words that they have.
And parenting would be complicated in this, because you're like, if you decide, oh, I want a kid, you got to start hoarding your duplicates
so you can pass them on a good starter deck.
See, yeah. That was my next question: is Social Security a starter deck?
Basically,
or like
yeah.
a birth certificate.
Like there's like a stock deck of cards based on, I guess, the social capital of your parents, and they'd say, okay, your parents have shown like proof of that they have X amount of social capital. They have these cards. This is what, I guess, the state has determined that you get as your starter.
Since we are currently the state in this situation.
Yes.
Can we decide on some starter deck cards?
Yeah. I think it prudent, in the interest of just kind of public sanitation, to give people a bathroom card.
Okay.
I don't see where anyone benefits from people just kind of letting it loose in the streets.
Are you going that broad?
What do you mean?
I was going to go like bare bone basic, like you get air, you get water.
Oh, I see.
I think bathroom, I think general food.
I mean, like,
you don't
the
get
concept
to,
like, of food.
Yeah, you don't get to choose what you eat.
But you know what it is.
You can ask for food.
You know that
you can ask for like protein gruel. And you can ask for water. You can ask for sleep, bathroom. I mean, what do babies ask for? Food, bathroom.
You could ask for hugs.
Shiny things.
Jingle.
Attention.
Keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically it. Those are kind of the things that you get. You get like a couple copies of each.
I think everybody gets fart.
Everybody gets fart. sure.
In their starter deck.
Sure. When you're born, it's like 40%. That's most of your deck, and you kind of have to replace those.
Oh.
I think this would give rise to like in our society we definitely buy into like the cult of personality,
yeah.
Right? Like somebody who is charismatic and outgoing and, you know, like good with people as being somebody that we would follow. But that is not the case here, because you can be great at that, but if you don't know how to play this game, like if you're not a good strategist, then it does you nothing.
Like, yeah, like I like that we started with
we are creating like a pure int build, basically.
We started with like you need these cards to know like words and concepts, but we have gone like we've gotten to the point where you need to like beat your infant child in a card game so that you can change their fucking diaper.
Yeah. Yeah, like you have to actually play. It's not just owning the cards. It's right. It's how do you play them?
You need to implement them.
Because you can say, like, you know, I want bread, and somebody can counter with, I don't have any bread. But
it's the trap card.
Or maybe, like, bread is expensive. You need money. And then, like, do you have money? I don't know. Do you have social capital to spend? It's tricky.
Names would be tough. With this system.
I thought of three more essentials for the starter deck, by the way.
Yes.
Thanks for just steamrolling.
Sorry.
Well, this was quick.
These are essential.
This is quick.
Age, sex, location.
Yep.
Yeah.
ASL.
Good point.
I could even say one card just for ASL as a concept.
Just get it out of the way. You were saying.
Names would be tough with this system.
Would they be tough or would they be interesting?
I mean, probably a little bit of both. Because you would have to figure out a name for yourself. You have to own that card.
Yeah.
But then people can't know you unless they have your name card. Or we go to an identityless society where, like, you might have social capital, but you don't have personal identity.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you are identified by your deck.
Yeah.
Like, as in the case of Yu-Gi-Oh!, where there's, like, the dinosaur guy and the bug guy.
Right. Like, you're the guy...
You specialize in a certain kind
of
word.
Like, you're the guy whose deck is just, like, energy and bread. And that's it.
You're Cardman.
Like, hey, that guy over there, his strategy is just bread spam. It doesn't matter how many...
bread rush deck.
Like, if you don't have, like, 60 counters in your deck, he will overwhelm you with requests for bread. And there are people who do that. Like, it doesn't matter how many times you say, hey, I really need to get going.
Just bread trolls.
Who just, like, well, what I mean is, like, people who just, I'm not talking about people who are, like, have, you know, who are, like, autistic or have Asperger's.
Right,
who have,
no.
like, a genuine condition where they have trouble. I'm talking about people who just do not care about you and what you want.
No, it's all the assholes who said that the pool was closed in Hoppo Hotel.
Yes.
They're just gonna constantly ask you for bread.
Yes. That's what
they don't need it.
That's what I'm talking about.
They just have a bunch of bread cards.
Is this a good video game?
I mean, it could be.
Is this a good video game? It doesn't sound like it'd be that hard to make.
I mean, it's a bitch to balance.
It's a right, but I mean, as far
if
as
you want it to be balanced,
but like
even.
The upfront like development work, not that hard.
Yeah,
like but yeah, the trick is in the design.
Would it be like some kind of Hearthstone meets RPG?
You can wander
around this little sprite village, and then you encounter another sprite.
I mean,
and
I was
screen
thinking,
flashes, and then you enter a card game.
I mean, I was thinking like Pokemon. But anytime you want to talk to somebody or do anything,
right,
you have to play a card.
Like, anytime you press A on an NPC is a battle.
Is a
just
card
to,
game.
Like, hear what they have to say to you.
Yeah, but you have to navigate.
Any store.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go to a store and just...
And you have to, like, become mayor of this town.
Even if you know what the store person is going to say, like, when they greet you, because it never changes. They've only got the stock greeting. You have to battle them to earn it.
I mean, you don't know. Maybe all the NPCs are also, like, actively acquiring cards, which might take a hell of an AI engine.
The decks scale as you go.
It is constantly simulating NPC battles as you walk around.
So, a roguelike Hearthstone Pokemon combo.
Kinda. Basically, yes. Is that a good game? Would anybody play this game?
It's
a lot of people like Pokemon, and a lot of people like Hearthstone.
I think there is genuinely a good game in there somewhere.
Sure.
I don't know if it looks exactly like that, but but there...
You start as baby.
But there are the elements of an interesting game in there.
You start as baby with starter deck. You have to survive infanthood and gather your cards.
Are there loose cards around?
I'd say they could be found. but they're probably rare.
Right.
Or maybe once you learn how to murder.
Are there drops?
You can, like, random.
Does that add stakes to the battles?
Oh, if you, like, get a card afterwards?
Yeah, like, you lose a card to your opponent if they defeat you.
I think that makes sense. Yeah. Boy, that would be really tricky to balance, because you could just, like, fight the storekeeper over and over and over again until you have taken all of their good cards.
Except when they can't communicate with you anymore, they can't give you stuff either.
Well, and that teaches us a lesson, doesn't it? That sounds like a moral, or like a theme.
Almost. Almost like one.
Almost.
This game is about a lot of almost.
I mean, maybe that's the theme. Anything can be a theme. I like it. We can start production. Game of the year 2018.
Really, you're going to rush it out that quick?
How long do games take to make?
I don't know. Are you a development team of one?
Yeah. Well, what else do we need?
Can't be more than 6 months.
They don't take that long. You steal some code here and there, slap it together, it's fine. Just raid the Unity asset store.
Do you even have to code?
Do you have to?
Yeah, can't you just, like, draw a picture and put it on somebody else's box?
What do you mean?
Just, like, draw a picture and then, like, go into, like, a game store and then put your picture on top of the box art. And then it's your game.
I mean, it's kind of a powerful marketing campaign for this game, but I feel like that might be against maybe GameStop's policies or something.
Only if you get caught.
I mean, they will notice sooner or later. They will like, somebody will definitely notice when they buy this game and then they take it home.
Yeah, that's called heat.
And it's FIFA 17.
Building brand recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want it so much that they do buy it, but then they don't get it.
It can't be that.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, da-ha-di-di-ho, da-ha-di-ho. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, shall live happily ever after.